Many of us, especially women, are often told that we can have a successful career, a fulfilling family life, and a great social life. We're told we can have it all, but the pressure of trying to do it all can be overwhelming. We become exhausted with constantly pushing ourselves to higher levels of performance. That's why it's important to recognize when it's time to take a break and give ourselves the rest that we need and deserve. In this episode of Spiritual AF Sundays, we'll explore what rest is. Is it different from inaction? Did you know that rest can be a political act? We'll explain more about that as well. We'll examine why taking a break can be mentally and physically beneficial. We'll discuss tips on making sure you take the time necessary to recharge. Need some advice on setting boundaries to ensure you're taking care of your needs? We got you covered. Finally, we'll explore what drives us to take action in our life. Is it a desire for success or something else? By the end of this episode, you'll have a better understanding of what rest is, why it's essential, and how to make it part of your life. You'll learn that taking a break doesn't mean that you're lazy or settling for less. Instead, it can be seen as an integral part of reaching your goals and being successful. So join us to learn more about the importance of rest and how it can help you achieve your goals. Sit back with your favorite beverage and get ready for this episode of Spiritual AF Sundays, finding balance between rest and action. You're listening to Spiritual AF Sundays, created and hosted by The Mystic Geek. If you're looking to explore intriguing questions about the meaning of life and our place in the universe, then you're in the right spot. We dive into topics often discussed as sound bites on social media and take a deeper look, whether it's woo topics like astrology and mysticism, or seemingly mundane matters like technology and politics, we cover it all. We explore our own thoughts and beliefs, talk to experts, and uncover hidden meanings. These fascinating areas of exploration can help us question ourselves and better understand our world. Ready to grow and explore in your spiritual journey? We're glad you can join us. It's time to start your week off by being spiritual AF. And welcome back. I'm Jessica, also known as the Mystic Geek, and today we're going to talk about finding a balance between rest and action. You're probably going, Jess, don't you think it's a little weird that we're only a week into the new year and you're already jumping in to talk about rest? Aren't we in motivational hustle quote season for at least a few more weeks? Well, dear listeners, I hear you, but that's why I'm here to remind you and myself that rest is just as important as action. It's not an either-or situation. It's a both and reality. We can't be successful without taking the time to rest and recharge our creative batteries. And we need to act if we want to see tangible results from our work. So let's start with the basics. What is rest? Let's take a look at what the dictionary has to say about this. According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, rest is defined as, okay, they have quite a few definitions, plus variances, depending on whether you're using the noun or the verb version. Let's go with these two. To cease from action or motion, refrain from labor or exertion, and to be free from anxiety or disturbance. This second one really hits home for me more because it reminds me of my home life. My husband will tell me to take some time for rest. I'll be on my computer looking at tasks and goals saying, I need to do this or that. But I'll tell myself I'm resting because I'm not technically doing anything. After a few moments, I'll hear the hubby clear his throat. And when I look over at him, he'll say something along the lines of, dear, I told you to rest. What I was doing was not resting. Proper rest is a time to take a break from everything and be free of the worries and stress of life. It's a chance to unplug, reflect, and find peace of mind. I'll admit it, I feel guilty if I'm not doing something or working on tasks. Like that adage, idle hands are the devil's playground. But rest isn't about being lazy. It's about being mindful and taking care of yourself. For example, some people think of rest as taking a nap or going on vacation, while others might find solace in listening to music or reading a book. Whatever helps you relax, that's rest. So why is rest important? Taking the time to recharge your mental and physical batteries can help you get shit done later on. Concentrating is hard if we don't take breaks, which often leads to burnout. Rest can also positively affect your emotional well-being. Allowing yourself some time for some self-care can reduce the stress levels and ward off negative feelings. Plus, having a balanced lifestyle can give you more energy so that you're not always dragging yourself through the day. The act of resting is more than just taking a nap or doing something that you enjoy. Resting can also be about setting boundaries and practicing self-care. Saying no to invitations or activities that don't align with what you need, for example. Now, this isn't to say that action is terrible. We need to take action to accomplish our goals. Action helps us move forward and make our dreams a reality when we put the work in. But we risk burnout if we don't rest and if we keep on hustling. Rest helps give us the energy and clarity to take action again, ready to tackle whatever comes our way. So does that mean that rest is the same as not taking action? Not at all. Inaction is the state of doing nothing when it comes to achieving a goal or taking any action in general. It's easy to fall into this trap because it requires less effort than actually pursuing something. However, it can be detrimental if you don't take action and make progress towards your goals. A common way that inaction shows up is through procrastination. We all do it. We tell ourselves we'll get the laundry done after we watch a few videos on TikTok, and then suddenly an hour goes by and we haven't made any progress. Or we'll commit to writing a blog post only to find ourselves scrolling endlessly through Pinterest for research purposes. It's okay to take a break. The critical thing here is knowing when to get back to work and recognizing when you're just using it as an excuse for inaction. We typically procrastinate when we feel overwhelmed or uncertain about something. And it's a sign that we should step back and figure out what it is that's preventing us from taking action. In contrast with mindless inaction, rest is a conscious decision to take a break from action, not out of laziness or evading uncomfortable feelings, but out of necessity. It's designed to help us recharge and gain perspective to be more productive when we return to action. Some people see resting as a political act, especially during the current climate where we're urged to be productive, perform better, and do more. Are you familiar with Trisha Hersey, the founder of the Nap Ministry? She encourages her followers to prioritize their needs and comforts instead of worrying about pleasing others. She's been featured in both the New York Times as well as NPR. She also published a book, Rest is Resistance, a Manifesto. I'll include a link to thebookshop.org in the show notes. That way you can snag a copy and support your local bookstores and this podcast. Hersey refers to rest as resistance because it requires us to challenge the grind culture and instead prioritize our own well-being. Being comfortable with resting instead of striving for constant productivity is a form of rebellion that could ultimately lead to a better quality of life. Rather than listen to me try and paraphrase her message, I recommend that you look at her website and explore the concept further. Earlier, we discussed how rest could help us recharge and benefit our well-being. How does that work exactly? We must first examine how stress impacts us to understand the benefits of rest. When we're overworked, tired, and overwhelmed, our adrenal glands on top of our kidneys release a hormone known as cortisol. Cortisol and adrenaline trigger our fight or flight response, designed to make us respond quickly to a threat. However, this reaction can be damaging if triggered too often, or if we remain in that state for too long. When we are constantly under stress, our bodies go into survival mode and put the brakes on non-essential functions such as digestion, reproduction, and growth. We have issues metabolizing the food we eat, our mental clarity and focus can be decreased, and we may experience physical symptoms such as muscle tension, hair loss, or weight gain. I know weight can be a touchy topic for some, so it's okay if you want to skip ahead a minute or so. So back in the early 2000s, when I was working full-time in an office job and part-time in a retail job, I was solicited for the latest fad in weight loss pills. Cortisol blockers. The argument was that weight gain is caused by excess cortisol, which is caused by excess stress. But rather than encourage me to find the ways to reduce my stress, The salesperson was trying to convince me that I needed to take pills to counter my body's very normal response to an abnormal environment. I don't remember if I took the pills. However, I want to share that there is a natural way of counteracting cortisol production and restoring balance: resting. Rest helps us relax and takes the pressure off of our adrenals so that they can function properly again. Our body no longer has to maintain that ongoing fight or flight response, which means it can spend energy on other functions. This can help us become more mentally and physically balanced and reduce the effects of stress in our bodies. In addition to helping balance cortisol levels, rest helps us recharge our mental energy to be more productive when we return to action. Resting allows our body to restore its energy reserves to tackle the tasks ahead. Many of us have experienced a situation where our efforts in action lack focus and effectiveness if we haven't taken the time to rest. The importance of taking a break cannot be overstated, especially regarding managing cortisol levels. So make sure you're scheduling time each day to do something that brings you joy and relaxes your body. A little bit of rest will go a long way in helping you stay focused and energized over the long haul. We've discussed the importance of rest and how it helps us reduce stress, but what does it look like in practice? First, it's important to recognize when you need a break. If you feel overwhelmed or experiencing physical symptoms such as tension headaches, it's time to rest. When taking a break, disconnect from work and other commitments. Change your environment or activity if possible. For example, you could go for a walk in nature, curl up with a book, or converse with someone close to you. The change of location and activity encourages a mental shift that keeps you from dwelling on stressful thoughts. You can also try breathing exercises. Taking slow, deep breaths can help us become more mindful of our bodies and relax in the present moment. This can be done in any environment and helps create an immediate mental shift. There is some neat science behind this. Breathing exercises stimulate the vagus nerve, which is responsible for calming down our bodies, reducing stress, and promoting all of those functions that cortisol shuts down. Others might try and tap into your you time. Be firm and tell them that your time away is essential for your overall well-being. When setting boundaries with others so we can rest, it's essential to identify and communicate our own needs. This includes being assertive about what we need from others, understanding how our own behavior impacts those around us, and ensuring everyone is on the same page. One way to start reinforcing our boundaries is to practice self-compassion. Sometimes we resist the need to rest because we feel guilty about not doing enough or feel overwhelmed with expectations. Before investing your time and energy in others, remind yourself of the importance of first taking care of yourself. Being kind and understanding to ourselves helps us accept our limitations, be honest with others about our needs, and make decisions that support our well-being. The perfect foundation for taking the time out of action to truly rest. Now that we've established the importance of maintaining a healthy balance between rest and action, let's dive into what drives us to act. For starters, motivation is key in driving us to take action. Motivation can come from internal, intrinsic, or external, extrinsic sources. Intrinsic motivation is when we take action because it's personally rewarding to us. Examples include mastering a skill, helping others, and challenging ourselves. Extrinsic motivation is taking action for rewards that come from someone else, such as receiving recognition or money. Our environment can also have a major impact on our drive to take action. We are more likely to take action in a supportive and encouraging environment, while an unsupportive or competitive one discourages us from acting. Finally, it's important to remember that taking action doesn't always mean success. Taking risks is essential for growth and can lead to amazing outcomes if we have the confidence and courage to go after them. Ultimately, the key to finding a happy balance between rest and action is understanding our own needs and goals. Taking time for self-care is essential in order to maintain physical and mental health. At the same time, taking risks and investing in ourselves can help us reach new heights. Rest and action both have an important role to play, and it's up to us to find the right balance. By taking a step back, listening to our bodies, and being kind to ourselves, we can make decisions that support our overall health and well-being, allowing us to take action when necessary, rest when needed, and stay balanced in between. Additionally, we must practice self-compassion and set boundaries with others to take time for ourselves without feeling guilty about not doing enough. By incorporating rest into our daily routines and being honest about what we need from those around us, we can stay energized over the long haul while also managing cortisol levels effectively. Rest is just as important as action. Let's ensure we're making time for it. Thanks for listening. That's all from us here today. Tune in next week on January 15th as we discuss the myth of treat yourself self-care. 2 weeks from now, on January 22nd, we will explore submission and power through a spiritual lens. Until next time, stay well and take care of yourselves. Seriously, that's a significant part of being spiritual AF. Thank you for joining us for Spiritual AF Sundays. This show is hosted by The Mystic Geek, that's me. Got comments or questions from today's episode? You can either email me at jess@themysticgeek.com or send me a voice message at speakpipe.com/themysticgeek. Don't worry, I'll put the link in the show notes. Help others start off their week with a Spiritual AF Sunday by sharing this episode with them. Also, 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help spiritual seekers find our show. So do the thing.